Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, October the 1st. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
Hello, Mr.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. I had a frolicking weekend.
Did you? I saw the tweets.
I started off on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, John Sykes, Dr. John Sykes, my co-presenter on that superb show, Scoff and Quaff.
Never heard of it.
Live, 11 to 12
is
on,
it any good?
On Tuesday. Fabulous show.
Is it?
He went to the Canterbury Food Festival and pretended he was going around talking to all the stallholders, but mostly Dr. John Sykes was scoffing and quaffing.
As opposed to you, who would never do anything like that.
I had a curry here and there.
I heard you had curry every single day for every single meal over the weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Actually, my armpits this morning did take a little bit of extra scrubbing, a little bit of cumin coming out from the pores.
From the eight, hold on, let's just add this up. Eight portions of curry at the weekend.
Yeah, I had a mixed game curry, which was made by the Chai Stop, which was lovely. I had that twice. And then I had...
as you would. She went back for seconds.
Paul Babra plied me with his samosas and a lovely chicken curry, which I had twice.
Do you remember Paul made us once in the studio, those little choux pastry things that you dipped in the...
Deli Belly.
Deli Bellies, that was it.
Deli Bellies.
They were awesome.
They were.
Did you have any of those?
I had a couple of those. Yeah, I had a couple of Deli Bellies, washed down with some samosas and a chicken curry.
This was just a light snack between the main courses,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it was. And then I ran round and, you know, and then I had a Dudder's Tun cider, which was super. I had the medium cider because, I nearly had the drive. I
went so that's Friday evening out of the way.
Yeah, then I went back the next day and I had some lovely gluten-free cakes that were there, Paul.
Yeah.
A chocolate one, chocolate brownies as well. There was a chocolate one with cream and, you know, icing. Then I had chocolate brownie ones. That was lovely. And that was from Oscar and Bentley, a new restaurant that's opened in Canterbury.
It's lucky that you're just big bone, really, isn't it?
Yeah, is that what you call me? Big bone.
Oh. Yeah, that'll be it.
That sounds a bit
anyway,
vicious.
You had a nice weekend.
I had a pleasant. It was it was a working weekend.
Yeah, of course it was.
It was all for Scoff and Quaff, a superior show, live, 11 to 12, on Channel Radio, before The Business Bunker.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, it was okay, thank you.
What did you do?
Not a lot.
Go around in your wince yet?
No, I didn't, no. I don't know what I did, actually. What did I do?
Did you get dressed?
I did. I was out. Oh, yeah, no, I went to two or three things. Actually, I was in...
It's all coming back now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My mind suddenly cleared. I was in a nightclub in Maidstone. On Friday night, yeah, Moo Moo's.
Gosh.
I was in Moo Moo's.
What moves were you doing in Moo Moo's?
All of them. I just dominated.
The bump?
Yeah, done everything. Yeah, the hustle, everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything. They cleared the floor. The security guards come and formed a cordon around me so people couldn't interfere.
Have you seen his moonwalk, girls?
Yeah.
No.
It's to behold. Anyway, I was in Moo Moo's Friday night, and then that was for my nephew Dan's 30th birthday. So happy birthday for then, Dan. And it was Charlie, my niece's birthday, on Saturday. And then, funnily enough, a friend of mine, I went to her daughter's 21st birthday lunch on Sunday.
So you were worse than me, in other words, frolicking and...
No, but I wasn't eating. I was moving.
So, yeah, you were doing your moves.
I was moving.
A little bit of broccoli, perhaps?
No, I was just moving.
Okay.
It was cool. Anyway, enough of all that nonsense. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, because that's what this show is for.
Yes.
So you can get hold of us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But the most likely way to get hold of us and to get a shout out on here is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We've had a few tweets in already.
Or we've had a few emails. Perhaps.
I beg your pardon?
Or by the scruff.
By the scruff.
Number of ways to get
hold
of us.
To get hold of us. Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I'm going to pre-warn you as well, listeners. One of our guests later on is Antipodean. And you know what that does to Jules, don't you? I'm just warning you. I'm just letting you know. Yeah? Just so that you know.
Got
all right?
My little didgeridoo.
All right, yeah. Can you tell what it is? No, don't go
no,
there.
No, we can't.
Right, okay.
Can't.
Right, let's go with some emails.
Let's just bring in some decorum to the show.
No, just do an email.
This is from someone called Debbie, and she says, I'm delighted to bring you details of the Fields of Life Choir concert.
Right,
yeah. Oh, this must be Debbie.
It's Debbie Cameron from IOD, I guess.
The Debbie. Mm. First name terms, you see, Debs. I'm delighted to bring you events of the Fields of Life Choir concert at Rochester Cathedral. Always get those two mixed up. On the evenings of Wednesday the 2nd of October. And this promises to be an incredible performance. Tickets are only £10 and this goes directly to Fields of Life and also the Rochester Cathedral Trust. So please join and spread the word. They are the majority of the choir come from the bush villages, the bush, across Uganda, where life is very different.
I can only apologise, Michelle. I really can't. There's nothing you can do with it. I'm sorry.
Next to the outback. Details of how to book are on the attachment, which we can't see, but there is a phone number, listener. So have you pen poised? It's 01634 810074, or please contact Debbie Cameron, and that's at the Institute of Directors, IOD.
We'll put a link to that. There is a link to that already
on
the Campuses Radio
website.
I'm sure
there is, because you're very diligent.
So if you want to find out about it, you can go into today's show, which is show number 143, and all the people and things and information that you hear on the show will be linked there. We've had a number of tweets. We've got a load of new followers all of a sudden. We've had a tweet from a lovely lady called Michelle Warner, who I believe has something to do with the Whitstable Oyster Festival organisation.
Ah.
And we've also had...
Hello, Michelle.
Somebody called Arl, A-R-L-L. I know no more than that. That's their Twitter handle. Vincent Menswear. Julie Rook of J.C. Rook, who are the meat company.
Yes.
And butchers, yeah.
Well, they should be on Scoff and Quaff, shouldn't
Absolutely,
they?
Absolutely, yeah. Coffee Shop Media listening in. GUI Mobile.
GUI Mobile,
yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Adams Media Services and Kent Holmes. So welcome to all of you listening to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you for tweeting in. Lovely to hear from you.
Nice to have some new listeners.
Yeah. And talking of new listeners, we got a new like on our Facebook page. And please do like our Facebook page, Business Bunker. It's quite active and we've put loads of photographs up from the show and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to see what actually happens here. And now we've got a webcam in the studio. We've got some really exposed... photographs. I mean, you should have seen what Jules was up to this morning. We got.
I thought it was a security camera. Well, I didn't actually think
it
was on.
It takes still pictures, and it's got a movement sensor, and it's got an alarm. And I got an email. Right, I got an email of you first thing this morning, standing behind a curtain.
An email of
yeah,
me.
It emailed me saying this is dodgy behaviour.
Standing yeah. behind the
there
curtain.
There is a person in the studio standing behind the curtain. And it actually emailed me the photograph as a security warning.
What was I doing?
Putting something in the bin.
Oh, you see, I'm so tidy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No brownie points for that, just, you know.
Anyway, you can like our Facebook page. And somebody last night did, a lady called Mandy Heath, who's based in Dover. And she runs an online gift shop called thelovelylittlegiftshop.co.uk. And they have beautiful birthday, wedding, Christmas, baby and mum-to-be gifts, gift baskets and personalised gifts. So do check that out. That is the lovely little gift shop, all one word, .co.uk.
What I would like to say, Paul Andrews, is if some, let's say, the fifth person to like our Facebook page, Business Bunker Facebook page, gets an orange Business Bunker mouse mat. Or an orange T-shirt. Have you got any T-shirts left?
All the T-shirts are gone, thankfully.
Okay, they get a mouse mat then.
They're all in Africa, the T-shirts.
They can go to
Dave
Africa.
Dave Philpott took them all to Uganda and they wore them when they climbed Kilimanjaro and then left them at the top.
You were going to say calamari then, weren't you? They
climbed
calamari.
It's only you that thinks in terms of food for everything, not
I'm
me.
I'm sure you were.
No.
So they could get a free mouse mat for the fifth like today. On
today.
Our Facebook page.
Right. Like number five.
Yeah, so how do they get to our Facebook page, Paul Andrews?
Facebook.com/businessbunker.
Right. Fifth person gets a mouse mat, which they can collect from me in Whitstable, and we'll have afternoon tea.
Don't you love it when she organises things? That's really nice, isn't it? That's dynamic. Just make it happen, Jules.
There's a tweet here. I'm ignoring you now.
She's a bit like the captain of the Enterprise. Yeah, just make it so.
What, is that the one with the ears?
No, that's Spock.
All right.
I'm thinking of Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, Jean-Luc
Picard.
Yeah. So it wasn't one with ears?
No.
Okay, I thought you were saying I had big ears. Look, Rob Parker, who's sensible in Canterbury.
You know
the guy when I park in the car park and try and log on to his website?
Yeah, yeah, from outside his place.
Yeah.
When you hack his Wi-Fi, yes.
Yeah, but he's got a password which is not on my Nelly, or not on his Nelly or my Nelly or somebody's Nelly. He's saying, this is Go Vicinity Creative, he's saying, hey, Jules Serkin and him, any chance of a quick quote from Mish, and that's this is you. Omicron reprint. I haven't got my glasses on. Repro, isn't it?
Omicron repro.
Can I just have teeth? I am only joking, of course. Hey, Mish. So he's a fan, isn't he?
He is a big fan.
So say hello.
He's really lovely. He was on a few weeks ago, I think, with you.
Rob is a great mate of ours, and he's a really good bloke. And
I've got the video, which I've just got to go and offload to him. I've got an app now, so I can share video. It was all a bit technical.
Yeah. So he'd like a quote.
Yeah, from you. Go on. Or from me.
A quote?
Yeah, give him a quote.
To be or not to be. That is the question, Rob Parker.
There you go, Rob. There's a quote for you, mate.
What I would say to Rob is g'day, but also I'd say I've known Rob a long time, and he has helped me out on many. In fact, he dreads the sound of the phone ringing when it's, hi, it's Jules, because it's, Rob, can you just help me out? You know, but he is fantastic, and he doesn't make a drama out of a crisis. He just does it.
Yep, he's got the same philosophy that we do in terms of helping people, which is the main thing.
Anyway, that's the end of today's meeting at the Rob Parker Fan Club. We will be back with the Business Bunker shortly.
He is coming round for dinner soon. So if you'd like to come as well, Paul Andrews,
I'll do you some broccoli. Word to the wise, stay away from the wardrobe, mate. She's got the keys.
Oh, yeah, but what about my salad dressing?
What about your salad
dressing? You like my salad dressing.
I loved your salad dressing. Yeah. What's that got to do with a price of bread?
In the wardrobe. Well, because he's coming for dinner.
Just because you make nice salad dressing, he's no excuse to lock all these techies that you keep inviting to your house in your wardrobe. Billy Dean's been in there 3 weeks.
We haven't heard from him for
ages. No, he's stuck in the back of your wardrobe, that's why.
It's like the borrowers.
Anyway, this is nonsense. This is supposed to be a sensible business show. And I want to tell you about the Business to Business North Kent show coming up shortly. B2B North Kent, which is taking place on Thursday the 17th of October from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's at the Woodville in Gravesend. That's B2B North Kent. And you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is www.kentb2b. That's letter B, number 2, letter B, b2b.co.uk. KentB2B.co.uk. Pour yourself some water, why don't you, while I'm talking.
I was bored. Sorry. Carry on.
You were bored.
How can you be bored?
I'm just looking at the way these ladies have spread out. Do you know, they've taken up, they've taken the whole of my... I've got nowhere look, to put my emails. They've spread out.
When I release the webcam pictures later, listener, you will see there's makeup bags everywhere. There's
iPads, tea bags.
Yeah, there's empty gin glasses. There's all kinds.
And that's just the cleaner.
Yeah. Anyway, look, enough of this. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play some tunage.
Can it be that time already?
It can indeed.
Who you got?
I've got a bit of Rod Stewart.
Rolf Harris?
No, Rod Stewart.
I am sailing. Home again, across the sea, I am sailing, stormy waters, to be near you, to be free, I am flying,
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Right, lads, big match today. Time to warm up. Oi, where are you going? Trev, shut that door. Wixie, turn the thermostat up to 21.
There are lots of ways to warm up this winter, like keeping your heating between 18 and 21 degrees and closing doors and curtains. Find out more at nhs.uk/keep warm, keep well.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. Bit of Rod Stewart and Sailing there. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. Today's show is sponsored and supported by Credit Control Solutions International, and you can find out all about what they do by clicking on any of their links on the Kent Business Radio website. And please support them, because they support us, and without their help, we couldn't do what we do. So it's an absolute pleasure to come back, and we've got the first of our guests today that I'd love to introduce to you. Michelle Parrish of Omicron.
Reprographics.
Get in.
Oh.
Michelle, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you very much.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Michelle?
Oh, okay.
We'll indulge Jules for a few nanoseconds and then ignore her. And then we're going to talk about Omicron.
Reprographics.
If only we could say it.
I can say
you
it.
You will by the end of the show, don't worry.
Omicron. No,
Omicron. Omicron.
O-M-I-C-R-O-N.
Where did the name come from?
Yeah. It's from a Greek word. It has various meanings. Apparently there's also references to television shows as well in regards to characters, and apparently there's Omicronians as well, but that's not where we get our name from. It's a an older owner of the business was Greek, and it stems from there. Yeah.
A lot of little Greeks living in Australia too.
There are. It's yeah, the biggest population.
There's actually
Greeks
a lot of Greeks
outside.
Living in Canterbury.
Yeah.
Isn't there Piperus?
Piperus.
Yeah.
You say Piperus, I say Piperus.
Yeah, I know. Okay, but you can't even say Omicron.
I can now. Omicron.
Anyway, let's not talk to you. Let's talk to Michelle, because she's far more interesting.
Hello, Michelle.
Oh, your voice. So,
yeah, she files
her teeth. She sounds so posh.
I know. She is. She's well posh.
I went to a rough comp, I'll have you know.
Yeah, she's from Essex, really. Yeah. Anyway, and we didn't come here to talk
about
her.
Well, I brought you gifts, because I wanted to just, you know.
Right, okay.
Right, so let me just reach into my bag.
Oh, she's got a very big bag, listener. She's reaching into the very bottom.
I have one for each of you.
It's Vegemite. Vegemite.
Vegemite. Wow.
Vegemite for each of you.
Thank you very much. I do actually love Vegemite.
I like Vegemite too. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's open our jars now.
No, let's not eat while we're talking.
You won't be able to speak the rest of the show.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about you, Michelle,
yep.
And then start to tell us about your business and what you do and where you are and
yep.
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, me personally, obviously I'm Australian. I've lived in the UK for about 11 years.
No, we didn't cop that at all, did we?
It's truth,
Jules, we didn't know that at all, did we?
Truth, Bruce.
Yeah.
But I am half British, so my dad was originally from Kent.
Right,
and,
okay.
And I met my mum here back in the 60s and went back, and I've come back and... And not going back.
Oh, right, okay.
No, I've bought here and I'm staying and right. And this.
Well, you hope you're staying. We might deport you.
Yeah.
We'll see. So whereabouts in Australia were you from?
I'm from Sydney. So okay. If you've ever watched Home and Away, that's filmed along the set of beaches where I grew up.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ramsey Street. So you're actually from
that's
Ramsey
neighbours.
Street.
That's Neighbours. Oh, no, that's Neighbours.
Oh, right.
You're thinking of Charlene.
Am I?
Charlene and...
Should we stop this now? Before we get onto cricket.
We should really not have any Australians on our show, because it always leads us astray. Same with South Africans, we're the same.
South Africans are a little bit more flipped.
Yes. They like and New Zealand. What are fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Don't go there. Anyway, enough of her. Ignore her. So you rocked up back on our shores.
Yes.
And you're now working with Omicron.
Yep, I am.
So tell us a bit about what you do there and what Omicron does and
yep.
about the other things
Well, the company as a whole, we actually have three companies in Kent. We right. have Omicron Repro, which is a full print service running out of Canterbury. We've also got another print business in Maidstone in the Turkey Mill,
which is called
Plan Express.
I know that really well.
Ooh.
I used to work there.
I love the Turkey Mill. It's really
which
lovely.
Brings to mind, now is the time to order your turkeys for Christmas, December 25th. Scoff and Quaff will take your orders. Carry on, darling.
And we've got a third business, which is a new business of ours, which has stemmed from a demand from the print business. And we have our UK scanning, which is based in Folkestone, and that's document scanning and archiving.
Cool. The three businesses that you've got, yep. do they do slightly different things, or do they overlap, or how does it work?
Omicron and Plan Express are very similar, and we've got a lot of staff that we work between the two.
Right.
So, you know, offering full print service right across the board.
Okay. All right. And then, as you said, your new outlet
in Folkestone.
Folkestone.
Yeah.
Just around the corner from here, actually.
Yep.
Deals in scanning and archiving, presumably.
Yeah. As people are going more paperless, etc., there's a higher demand.
Okay.
And, so we're helping people, you know, go that way and get rid of their filing cabinets.
Right.
And get everything onto their servers and make some space.
Fantastic. So tell us about the range of things that you do in Omicron.
Yep.
Because I'm looking at your website, I know you do large print formats and posters and stuff like that.
Yep.
So it isn't just business cards and
No, I sort of, we do small format. For people that don't know, that's sort of stationery, flyers, documents that might be A4, A3 in size,
right.
Business cards, etc., all in that.
Yep.
The large format is posters, sort of larger size, that sort of thing. So just to explain that those two divisions.
Listeners, I've got my hands out. So what is the largest size that you can print, or is there no limit to it?
There isn't really limit to it. It would depend on what the item was, and signage can get pretty big.
Yeah, because you get those kind of, those roadside hoardings,
yes,
which are massive, aren't they?
You have to think cleverly about things being smaller and being able to transport them and then putting everything together.
So you kind of print that a bit like wallpaper, really.
Yeah.
You put it on in rolls, kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of wallpaper, that's a new product of ours.
Really?
Yes.
Wallpaper.
Yes, and we've recently done some for Gillingham Football Club and for Canterbury Academy. And you can basically put any image you like onto wallpaper and put it on your wall.
Anyway,
wow.
My mind just
went into overdrive.
I know, everyone's loving it because you can just rather have it at home. You can put your branding across an office or a boardroom.
Wow. I love that. Now, let's explore that. I love the sound of that. That sounds
one of you in your Winsiette pyjamas.
You could have, you know, your big face across the wall, you know.
No, that wouldn't work.
Just to reinforce.
So you can virtually print any pattern to wallpaper.
Yep. Yep, you can duplicate a logo. You could, have an image. You can also, another interesting one that we're doing a lot of work with at the moment, and equally for Canterbury Academy, where there's two one-way window film, which you can print on one side but still see out the window.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so when you sort of can drive past a building, you can create a massive image across all the windows, but from the inside, that's right, and you can still see out. So it gets around some issues to do with signage, lighting and signage, etc., stuff like that.
And that would save on curtains.
Saves on curtains. And you can take it off. So for shops and things, you can peel it off. It doesn't leave a mark. If you rent, then obviously, you won't be able to take it off end of tenancies, things like that.
I love the sound of that. You can actually print curtains on there, couldn't you?
And draw them.
Yeah, with a little gap and just a bit of leg in there or something like that.
A little bit hanging off the hook. Where it always comes off.
Or a picture of someone strangling someone just through the gap in the curtains. You could have endless fun with that, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the great thing.
Or you could have steamed up windows.
print steam.
Steamy windows and shadows. But that's the interesting thing, like with print, is you never know what you're going to get, and you never know how you're going to solve a problem.
Sure.
And it's just helping people to get through their initial idea and then have their end result.
I want to come back to the wallpaper idea as well, which I think is tremendous. I mean, how does that work? Do I rock up with some plain rolls of wallpaper and say print on that, or do you do it?
No. We have special machinery and obviously rolls of printable wallpaper.
Right.
And then basically we work with you from whatever images it might be.
Right.
To either help you create the graphic that'll be printed.
Right.
Or if you know, people might have their own artwork, people, etc., and then they provide the images and we print them.
Because I'm in full flow with this, because I think this is dead cool. Right. Can I have...
Can you sense a frisson coming on?
He's sitting back in his chair, he's getting right into it.
I'm getting right into it. I can imagine it. I can see the picture right now.
You've made his day.
Yeah. Could I have, one wall, which is one picture, if you see what I mean? Yeah.
Yep.
Or I could have wallpaper with a pattern in it that had repeats of Jules' face in the middle of a dartboard kind of thing. With lots and lots of repeats of it.
Yes. So that just in case you missed, you always get one.
You always get one. Exactly. You're exactly in tune.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll sort that for you.
Oh, well, I want some of those. I need those. Cool. Okay. So it's pretty amazing what you can do in the world of print these days.
Absolutely.
You know, because a few years ago, you were just kind of limited to machine size and stuff like that.
And I think the thing is, too, with print is historically, a lot of people don't have knowledge and they think, printing stuff is, expensive, because it used to be a long time ago. But as things have gone digital, it's much more affordable. You can print one-offs, you can print thousands of something, and you just cater to the amount that you're printing for. So it's much more affordable now.
That's interesting. I was having a conversation with someone a day or so ago about a concept called the long tail, if you're familiar with that concept. And it was... Who are you laughing at?
I just thought it was your tractor going by.
There's a tractor going by. Jules falling about laughing because I said long tail.
I curbed it, though.
She's immediately started thinking about raccoons or lemurs or something.
Little possums.
Little possums. I knew, see, I wasn't even going to say. I thought, avoid that. Avoid
wombat.
Possums, I thought.
Wombat
but no.
At the window.
Yeah. The Long Tail was a book written by Chris Anderson, who was the editor of Wired magazine. And he wrote the book about 10 years ago. And he highlighted the fact that the digital revolution and the internet revolution made it possible to do short runs of anything because you had access to a global market.
Yeah.
And it made economies of scale redundant because you could do things. And his initial analysis was on bookstores.
Mm.
The problem in the past for a bookstore, a physical store in the street, you can only store so many books.
Yep.
So you tend to store things that people buy frequently.
Yep.
Things that people don't buy so often, you couldn't even stock because it wasn't viable.
Mm.
Whereas with places like Amazon and other booksellers online, they sell over 2 million titles.
Mm.
Some of them, but all of them, have sold one copy at least a week.
Yep.
You can do that at a physical store. And it seems to me that the print industry has got the same kind of dynamic to it now.
Definitely.
Where you can now do one-off prints where you would have gone, well, that's £1 million, because by the time we set the printer up and all the rest of it and gone badosh, it's cost a fortune.
And you can test out ideas and things too. So, and equally, for new businesses maybe that are starting up their own sort of branding and bits and pieces, they can start small and then work through for what they need or where their business is going. You know, they might start with business cards and stationery and then go into, they want a full brochure or they want other things to support what they do.
Sure.
And equally direct people to their websites, etc., and have a physical product when they meet people. It's nice to be able to, have something tactile and actually have something now, because a lot isn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually printing's going, it's having that element of quality as well with it, because it is physical. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if you do this, but something else I came across recently, which I had course to use, which blew my mind, was vinyl wrapping. I don't know. Do you get involved in that?
Yep.
Unbelievable what you can do with that. Unbelievable. What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking it was a song, a new one on Jamie at New Potatoes Show, vinyl wrapping.
Vinyl wrapping.
Yeah. Just released.
A whole new generation of music. Yeah, vinyl wrap. Yeah.
I think the thing is now is that also I think with a lot of the adhesives and things, you can get lots of things that what they consider like low tack.
Yeah.
So you're not taking massive risks to stick things to things. So hence with the wallpaper, one-way window film, etc. It's not what it used to be, where you'd stick something on a window and you couldn't get it off.
Mm.
It's different technology now.
Right,
so you can work, move
a bit like
time.
Lips, isn't it? When you
stick your lips to the window.
Or your nose.
You heard it here, folks. Folks, you heard it here. Jules has finally admitted she's a window licker.
No, but it's like when you're on one of your diets, isn't it, and you peer through at Wagamama's, but you don't go in.
Yeah.
I'm on a diet too.
I'm on a diet as well.
Yeah.
Seafood. seafood and eat it.
Mm. So, is there? What's the most unusual thing that you've printed, or the? Is there?
I was discussing this with our MD Mark the other day, and I think because we have, we also support in Canterbury a massive student community.
Yeah.
And in hand in time around May, we work 24 hours a day for them. Mm. You know, the guys don't sleep for a few days. You know, they're in the ride with them, right, as it were. And I think they were given. And brace yourself, they were given a pair of knickers to laminate. I don't think they were successful with the laminating. I'm not sure it would quite go through the machine. They came up with another solution, but that's the strangest request.
Now, do we know what these knickers look like?
No.
Are they Bridget Jones or are they little briefs? Or,
I didn't get that much detail. I was shocked by someone handing them over.
I'm just thinking of the Christmas party now with the bottom on the photocopier.
Yeah.
That people do.
Do you know?
Paul Anderson.
30% of all photocopy repairs are due to people photocopying their backside.
That's
a real statistic. I didn't make that up.
And
that
I think
a real statistic.
People ask printers that question, have you ever done it? And I can answer, no, I haven't. Yeah. I can't speak for the boys, though.
Oh, they've done it. Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. No, I want to come back to laminated knickers because I'm fascinated.
Why wouldn't you?
No, yeah, but my question is, why? What was the point of laminating
them? I think it was part of an art project.
Okay.
So, a little bit out there. But, you know, we're willing to take it on.
Okay. There you go.
There you have it.
You've made his day.
On that note, no. Cool. So, I'll tell you what, we could talk about this for ages, Michelle, and please feel free to stay with us for the rest of the show. For the moment, thank you for being on the show. What I'd like you to do is give us a shout out for your web addresses, your Twitter handle, your Facebook pages, or any other way we
can
contact
Nicola you. Laminating.
And your Nicola Laminating specials, yeah.
Okie dokie. We are Omicron Repro, and our web address is omicronrepro.co.uk. Maidstone is Plan Express, which is PlanExpress. And I'm quite often on Twitter under Omicron Repro.
Cool.
And people can talk to me direct if they've got any queries, etc.
Okay. And your place is in Canterbury.
Yes.
Can people come into the...
Absolutely. Total open door policy.
Which road are you
what's
in?
What's the physical
We're
address?
We're in St. John's Lane, which is just off Castle Street.
All right.
Okay. Plenty of parking all around there.
That's just near the Fruitworks.
It's
offices.
Just around
the corner
from
my
place,
actually not far from
so you.
So you
can mince around, can't
I
you?
I could mince around from Fruitworks. Funnily enough... I need some signage for Fruitworks.
Yes, you do.
And maybe we could use those window stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I might be round.
Alrighty.
Cool.
You could probably have bars at the window. That would suit you more.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that would suit you. With your face looking through.
We could have monkeys in one window and a lion in another,
couldn't
we?
And you in another.
Yeah.
Good. To go with the jungle.
Thank you for that.
Brilliant.
Michelle, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Michelle Parrish of Omicron, thank you.
No worries.
Hey, you,
Paul,
young lady.
I just want to ask you something.
Oh, God.
You haven't mentioned our sponsor today. Who is our
sponsor?
I just
did.
When?
You weren't listening, were you?
No,
Credit
I was
Control
reading.
Solutions.
Thank you for that. That's good.
Credit
Brilliant.
Control Solutions. I just mentioned them in the last break after the adverts.
Well, I'm going to retweet them then.
Okay. That's Jamie O'Connell from Credit Control Solutions is today's show sponsor. And, of course, our long-term sponsor is Temp Network, obviously, whose ads we play.
The lovely Mike Waterton.
And thank you for all of those guys and girls that sponsor us, because without their help, we couldn't pay our costs.
We wouldn't be here.
Mm. So I think we better crack on with some more tweets and emails. What do you want to do, a tweet or an email?
Yeah, I'll do both and all.
Well, you do it all. Take over.
Manana. It's Canterbury Business Tweet Up. It's fully up and running after the summer. And this is from Angela Bryant. Come on, what's her surname?
Bryant Stevenson.
Thank you. I was going to say that. It didn't sound right. AJB Angela. And she says, hope to see you there to catch up on your news. So they're meeting tomorrow. And this is the first Wednesday of the month, always, at the Miller's Arms, which is not far from your office, mm-hmm. Michelle. 10 o'clock till 12 noon. Now, I'm going to give you the details of the website. So it's kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. Or if it was in Australia, it'd probably be a little kookaburra, wouldn't it? Not a tweet up. Also, the Channel Chamber, forthcoming retirement of the chief executive, Peter Hobbs. Kent Channel Chamber of Commerce is now looking for a successor to help create a prosperous future for the East Kent business community. It's an exciting and high-profile role, very hands-on, working daily with private and public sector businesses, as well as local government and other key partners. Supported by a group of local business leaders who, from the Chamber Board and a small admin team, they form this board, and the new chief executive will be able to take advantage of, sounds a bit rough, doesn't it, take advantage of, several new initiatives designed to ensure that the benefits and services that they offer to businesses are increasingly popular and their needs and views are acknowledged at both local and national level. So if you'd like to know more about this, you need to come onto the Kent Business website, which is www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and there will be a lovely link there for finding out about this post.
Fantastic. We've had some tweets. We've had Spark, who are known on Twitter as It's Not a Bank, and Spark are a new peer-to-peer lending organisation. And if you go onto the Business Bunker website, today's show number 143, it lists their web address, which is spark, sal.co.uk, but it also gives you details of a special offer that you can have by mentioning the Business Bunker show. So do have a look at that. It means you can get a 6% return on your loans.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is good.
So have a look at that.
F Keys are saying hello. They're listening in.
Who?
At F Keys.
Oh, F Keys.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
And James Gardner is saying... please, listening to the show from Component Force, we were runners-up today at the Mega Growth 50.
Oh, wow, well done.
And there's a pic Twitter there, so I'll just retweet. Mega Growth 50 2013, so well done.
Oh, what a superb result. Well done to the guys at Component Force, to Paul and James, and all of the people there. Component Force are a manufacturing company based in Medway, and they're one of Kent's leading lights in the business world, and quite rightly, they won a major award in the
It's the Mega Growth,
Mega Growth
50 2013. Now that is sponsored by the KM Group and Reeves and Nalin.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well done, chaps. That's brilliant stuff. We've also had a tweet from Karen Thomas, who's known on the Twitter as Breathe Inshore.
Hello, Karen.
And also the Business Community Breakfast. And I've got an email from them actually, so I'll read that now. Business Community Breakfast. Oh, I don't know where it is. I'll come to it in a minute.
Go Vicinity,
but they've got a meeting soon.
Go Vicinity Creative is telling Billy Dean that Jules Sirkin said that it was the entrance to Narnia through the wardrobe.
Are they both in the wardrobe now?
Very amusing, yeah. They're obviously having a tete-a-tete.
Yeah, in your wardrobe.
Listening through the bows.
Yeah.
There's a series of three highly engaging workshops which are aimed at those who are looking for opportunities to grow and develop, both personally and professionally. And these workshops are about building belief in yourself, belief in what you do, and belief in others, understanding what gives someone edge and makes them stand out from the crowd. In today's highly competitive marketplace, sales and sales techniques have something to teach everyone as regards the what and the how of being different and the winning ingredients for getting yourself noticed. I love this press release. Beautifully written. Workshop one is on Monday the 14th of October, and it's Gaining the Edge by Standing Out from the Crowd. Now, if you want to find out more about that, you need to go on to www.jecworkshops.eventbrite.co.uk, and as usual, it'll be on the Business Bunker website after the show, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. I'd just like to say a fantastic big well done from the Business Bunker show to Lisa and Dave Settle.
Oh, yes.
Who at the weekend did the Three Peaks Challenge, and whilst they have sore feet, they are basking in the glow of having achieved their goals of climbing the Three Peaks up in the Peak District on behalf of diabetes charities. So well done to Lisa and Dave for the Three Peak Challenge. Brilliant.
That's a great charity.
And you can still make your donations, even though they've done it, you can still make your donations. And on the Business Bunker website, on today's show, there is all the details of how you can make a donation. And we will be checking. If you haven't donated, we will come round to your house and shout obscenities until you do donate. Thank you.
And we'll put wallpaper up at your outside
window.
Yeah,
really nasty wallpaper. Yeah. Yeah. With horrible things on it.
But they could donate and insist that Lisa and Dave do it all again.
They could.
Like tomorrow.
But donate. It's a great cause. And they did fabulously well to
apparently
do the three-piece challenge.
Apparently it's really, really difficult.
It's really hard, yeah.
We wouldn't even get up halfway.
You wouldn't, no.
Do you ever get frustrated or depressed, Paul Andrews, in your business life?
Normally on a Tuesday.
When you're with me, how pleasant.
Yeah.
At our next breakfast on the 10th of October, this is Ken Wheeler speaking. We're delighted.
That's what I was looking for. You've got it.
We're delighted.
I was looking for that. You've got it.
I snatched it. Do you want it?
No, you read it. Yeah.
We're delighted, says Ken Wheeler, to welcome Neville Gaunt, the Chief Executive of MindFit Limited, and the chair of the North Kent Federation of Small Businesses as our speaker. And Neville is passionate about his subject and a great deal of experience in business, of course. So if you need a pick-up, the next breakfast is a must. And this is at it's every second Thursday in the month at Gillingham Golf Club. Meetings are at 7:30 in the morning and it includes a full English. Cost is £12.50 if paid in advance. So you need to send your advert, if you'd like to be on their waving bulletin there, you can send it to Alex Waterton, that's alex@f-keys.co.uk, and it's the 10th of October, just to remind you, and it's on www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. Thank you, Ken. Good job Paul Andrews didn't read that one out. Cripps, Harry's Hall and Vertex Law, hello Tilly, if you're listening, are pleased to confirm the completion of their merger. Now, this was announced a couple of weeks ago on a Superior show, which is the Scoff and Quaff show, which is on at 11 to 12 on Channel Radio. And Vertex Law and Cripps Harry's Law, Hall, have just combined and they've got
that
a turnover...
That is such a Superior show, I can't even read.
With a combined turnover of over £22.7 million. And the merged firm boasts over 300 people, including 46 partners, and it operates across two locations in Kent, that's Tunbridge Wells and King's Hill, as well as in London. And the managing partner, Gavin Tyler, has said our merged firm now creates over two-thirds of the Kent market. Sorry, now reaches over two-thirds of the Kent market. Vertex Law has been the perfect complement for us, doubling the size of our corporate and commercial practice. So, if you want to find out more, you need to go on to www.crippslaw.com, and that's brilliant. Well done, guys, and hello to Tilly, who's often on the Scoff and Quaff show.
Yeah, so another Kent success.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There are now, the numbers have changed, and I got an update recently, and there are now 64,000 small businesses, not that Vertex or Cripps are small, but there are 64,000 small businesses in the county of Kent, and that is a growth of 5,000 in the last 18 months. But it's not just 5,000 that have grown, it's 5,000 sustainable businesses, because obviously businesses start and stop all the time. But the overall numbers of sustainable businesses is now 64,000 small businesses. So, you know, we need...
Amazing.
Yeah, good stuff. Brilliant. We've got 33 more tweets. We've got hundreds more emails and we've got another guest to talk to, so we need to move on.
There's another tweet that's saying that she's vouching for you, she's on your side. It's got this strange writing. It's Mama Coop. Got strange little bits
yes,
all over
yeah,
it.
They're graphic things. Yeah,
yeah, so it's like looks like Chinese from where I'm sitting.
It's Singaporean.
Is it?
Yeah, John is from Singapore, John Coupland, and that Mama Coop is his lovely wife.
Oh, hello, lovely wife.
And they run the South East London Business Network. Anything else you want to know?
Well, she's saying that she's sticking up. She said she can vouch for Paul at Vanilla Web. He made a nice mention for sponsor at Jamie CCSI earlier. It must have been when I was shuffling papers.
Yeah, you never listen to me anyway.
I try not to.
The Kent Invicta Chamber have a Gillingham Business Breakfast networking meeting, and it's an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight its products, services and how these can help other businesses. You'll make new contacts and generate business leads while sharing ideas and experiences. Join us for a delicious full English breakfast and lots of networking. And you can find out all about, there's a series of them as well. So they're on different dates and there's a cost to the breakfast for chamber members, which is £15 and non-members are £20. And you can find out all about them by going to the chamber website, which is kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
There's a French pop-up restaurant at McNaid's in Faversham. You need some little French music.
I nearly got
now.
A word in, didn't I?
Need some little French music now. Now, you need to book for this. This is from the lovely Hilda Marie Smith of Catering for Kent, the number four. It's on the 5th of October, so it's this week at 7:30. Five courses are only £37. £37.50 per person. Bring your own drinks. Well, as you know, that's a huge saving, isn't it, if you don't have to take your Foster's,
Absolutely.
Michelle. So there is a phone number. It's 01795 229 714, and I'm just going to read you a little preview of the menu. There's a canapé, amuse-bouche, apéritif, bouillabaisse, cassoulet, confit de canard, prune tatatam, and petit four au café du lait.
I would have thought you'd have used a French accent for that, but there you go.
But Michelle,
better than my French.
Yeah.
But Michelle could take
trouble. Is that reminded me of the Foster's ad. You know, hello, mate. Yeah. There's a lot of man kissing going on here. What do I do? Yeah.
But Michelle could take her Foster's because it's bring your own drinks. So yeah. There you go.
Right, look, we've got to move on. So because there's loads and loads of things going on here, I've got 38 new tweets coming as well. So we need to try and catch up with this. I've got a tweet from Unite Works, which is the new hot desking community workspace that recently opened in on Medway City Estate in Rochester. So do please take a look at that. You can follow them on the Twitter at Unite Works, all one word. Please set aside Wednesday, the 6th of November, to join us for the free Construction Expo, which is being held at the Mercure Hotel Maidstone, formerly known as the Great Danes. There are a lot of major developments in Kent, which means significant business for the construction sector and associated supply businesses. If you're involved in the construction sector and want an opportunity to meet developers, hear from seven great industry speakers, including Peter Hansford, the government chief construction advisor, then you need to get along to the Kent Construction Expo. And there's a website where you can find out all about it, which is kentconstructionexpo.co.uk. And do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit more tunage, and then we're going to come straight back and talk to our next guest.
Let's.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Bit of Oasis.
Right.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blind. Not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
with the Business Bunker.
That was Oasis with Wonderwall. Welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin. Today's show is sponsored by Temp Network and Credit Control Solutions International Limited.
I heard
Did
that.
Did you get that?
I heard
Thank
that.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the show our second guest of today, Tamsin Fox-Davis of Constant Contact. Hello, Tamsin.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. You've had quite a trek to get over to this side of Kent as well, I think.
I know. It was like, you know, some kind of endurance race. I mean, it was a whole motorway, two motorways.
Blimey.
Yeah. I forded a stream.
What parts have you come from?
Rochester. It wasn't that bad. Oh. I'm just trying to build my part.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So
it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the Business Bunker show, Tamsin. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Tamsin and a little bit about Constant Contact?
Okay, so Constant Contact does small business marketing tools for, the clue's in the name, small businesses. So we do things like email marketing tools if you want to send out regular newsletters. We've got an event management tool. We have a Facebook marketing tool, so if you want to run a Facebook competition, you can use our stuff to do that. And then a survey tool as well. And they all work on the same contact list. So it's kind of it's a nice little digital marketing platform for small businesses. And it's very non-techie. But I used to be a Constant Contact customer, and I used to run a marketing consultancy as well. I've been working with small businesses for about kind of 12 years-ish now.
You're a Victor Kiam type, aren't you? I liked it so much I bought the company.
Well,
kind of.
Bless them. I couldn't afford the company, bearing in mind that we've got over 500,000 customers worldwide,
right,
publicly listed and stuff. I might have a few shares, but I haven't exactly bought the company. But yeah, last year when we were opening a UK office, I was asked if I'd like to come on board and be part of the team. So I did that, and now I manage the education programme for the whole of the UK. So I spend most of my time travelling all over the place and delivering our free marketing education.
Okay. There's loads of things I want to ask you there.
Okay.
So we'll step through them one at a time, as long as I remember what I was going to ask you. So there's not a lot better than you can say that someone that used the product then went to work for the company that supplies the product. That kind of tells you everything about your belief in the product, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was a customer, and then I was a business partner, so I used to help my customers using using the Constant Contact tools. And the thing, it was a big step for me to stop running my own business, because, well, you know what that's like. It's brilliant.
Mm.
Yeah. And you get to have fun all the time, and,
absolutely,
and you get to do your own thing.
Yeah, you hardly go to work.
Well, that was it. It was like, you know, I never felt like I was really working, because I had such a good time. But I really loved the attitude of the company as well, because this idea of giving a whole load of free education, I thought, this is brilliant, because previously I had to charge people for that, so now I get to do the stuff that I love. I'm really nosy, so I love meeting other small business owners, and I don't have to charge people because it's my job. It's great.
It's brilliant.
And I get paid holiday. I mean, you know, you don't get that when you run your own business.
What's not like to like?
Exactly.
I want to talk about this, though, because this fascinates me, and I'm fascinated by your entire business anyway, Constant Contact, but this education thing is critical, and it's something that's dear to my own heart with the businesses that I've started in the past, because a lot of the business I've started, you had to educate the customer about your product before they could even understand that they needed to buy it.
Absolutely.
You know, because we were breaking new ground and what have you. So the kind of things that you're teaching them presumably is how to use the tools. But it's probably more than that as well, is it not?
Actually, I don't do a whole lot on how to use the tools.
Okay.
It's mostly strategic stuff.
So
whether you use us or you use someone else, but which you shouldn't, obviously.
No,
but
obviously you wouldn't want to.
Obviously, no, you just wouldn't want to bother. But, you know, you can come along and you can learn an awful lot from it, because we'll do things like teaching people how to use email marketing and social media together. And it's very much about, you know, why should you be doing it? What's the right way to go about it? You know, how do you create good subject lines? How often should you actually be contacting people? What's the right kind of stuff to put out there? And it's very much all on this basis of the fact that with smaller businesses, what we have to do is build relationships. Mm. You've got to give your existing customers some extra love. You've got to make sure that they refer you to other people, and you've got to build a community and an audience and have that real kind of participation.
Mm.
It's not just about brand awareness. Brand awareness is a byproduct of doing great stuff and making sure people know about it. But what you really want to do is build a community that supports you and that's going to, you know, work with you and that loves being your customers.
Sure, absolutely. And do you talk about how to build that contact list as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're very strong and very strict on permission only marketing at Constant Contact. So we don't recommend that you buy a mailing list because you don't have any real connection with those people. Mm. So we talk about organic growth and how you actually do that. And, you know, fair enough, it doesn't happen overnight. You can't build a list of 5,000 people just like that if it's all permission only. But we've got a whole load of tools that can help you do that, and we also talk about a lot of ways that you can make that happen.
I totally agree with you. As someone that actually has a massive database, which it took us a number of years to grow and build, we looked at but never did buy in lists. But everything we looked at was pretty low quality, even... You know, and I'm not getting at the list brokers. They tried really hard to make, you know, lists that worked. But you can't really. You just can't. There's no connection there. There's no relationship there.
I mean, there are some people for whom buying a list will work, but it doesn't tend to be smaller businesses. Mm. You know, let's face it, it works for the people that are selling Viagra because they're buying lists of millions and they've got a numbers game there.
Did you tell her? Come on, did you tell her?
About you being droopy.
No, it was grumpy.
Oh, I haven't seen the Seven Dwarfs.
No, I was going to say. Come on.
So what we suggest is don't do that. Smaller businesses, it's not the way forward. Mm. Build the relationships. But what we also say is you should collect contact details where you connect. So collect where you connect. That's the thing to remember. So whenever you're speaking to someone, wherever you might come across them, wherever they might come across you, you've got an opportunity to build your list and to, you know, connect with them on social media networks. And so you want to use every single opportunity, but not in an icky, creepy stalker way. You want to actually be nice about it.
It's relationship building.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand about the new digital environment is that it's actually changed the entire landscape. And you see so many people, normally people that don't understand social media, that will go, oh, social media, it's a load of rubbish. It's just a load of people telling you what they have for tea. Yeah. And you think, you've never looked, you have no idea what you're talking about,
or
and you just don't get it.
Or you're following the wrong people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course there's fluff and rubbish on there, as there is in any other walk of life. But it's actually an opportunity to build a relationship with an audience where you don't have to drive all over the world and meet them face to face in order to start to build that relationship.
Absolutely.
I love the organic growth as well. I think, you know, especially even on Twitter, you know, I would say that to have genuine followers, people that you have a rapport with, is worth everything.
Absolutely. I mean, what normally happens when people get started on Twitter is they pay a lot of attention to who their followers are, which is the right thing to do, because then you can figure out, you know, who it is you're talking to, make sure you give them the right kind of information. Mm. And what most people will find when they start out and they start actually getting a few followers is that there'll be an awful lot of inverted commas webcam girls that suddenly appear. Don't worry, those aren't, you know, real people. They're using tools to just find new accounts to follow in the hope that they get you to follow them back. So if you ever see a Twitter avatar, that's the little picture that pops up by a Twitter account, and it's just got a pair of boobs on it, block that person, unless you really want to connect with them. But I'm suggesting, but for most people, that's not the case.
It's not a girl, though. It's not a girl anyway. No. That's just the picture they use.
It's a little bot.
Yeah, no.
Or a big bot.
No, it's a bloke. it's a bloke in Mexico.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, I know him. No, absolutely. And likewise, buying followers
on Twitter is just
ridiculous. For me, with my followers, I have 5,000 and a lot of followers. But I'm
absolutely... He said airily.
No, but that's not very many. I mean, there are loads of people that have far more followers than me.
But why would you want?
But, well, it's not the absolute number. It's the quality of people that are following that's important.
Exactly.
And I try to stick to people in my sphere of influence in terms of potential customers or potential sources of interest in the places where I do business, which is the southeast of England. And I don't go outside of that. Even some interesting people that I think, oh, you'd be nice to follow, but... it's not really where I want to be in terms of what I'm trying to do in terms of building relationships. Cool. I want to come back to email marketing because there is still a lot of power in email marketing.
Oh, although, absolutely.
Although emails themselves are starting to kind of tail off a bit as a source of communication
in
general.
Because we get too many.
Well, it's not... I do from you. Well, every time I open my damn mailbox, I've got 19 emails from Jules and
a
Tamsin,
tractor
and Tamsin
and a tractor
and Tamsin. I need you here. I know someone that needs massive amounts of education in how to send emails.
Oh, here we go.
We all know one of those.
Yeah. And they're not a million miles from here. There's a particular person that sends me emails that have absolutely nothing in them. They're just links. And it doesn't even tell me why they've been sent. And I get 30, 40 of those a day.
Oh, he does not. Oh. He's exaggerating again. But they're links that I feel that Mr. Andrews is intelligent enough to know this is something that I've sent for you. I'm in a rush, but I've sent it for you because it will be of interest for you.
And all I've got to do is work out what on earth it is and why she sent it to me.
Well, maybe it's an intelligence test.
I'm quite sure it is. But in general, there's you read quite a few stories at the moment that the uptake in email is starting to tail off, and youngsters specifically don't send emails, they send texts or they Facebook message or they DM. And that is a bit of a truism, really. My kids don't use email at all.
It depends on who your audience is. I think you're exactly right with a younger demographic.
Yeah.
But then, depending on what your business is, there's only a small section of industry that actually wants to get those people. Even products for kids, you know, a lot of the time it's the parents who you want to access, because they're the ones with the money. They're the ones that are going to be actually spending. But, I mean, what we talk about is using email as a component in your whole communication strategy. Yeah. And you're absolutely right talking about, you know, email volume and that kind of thing. And what we've seen is that people are more willing to hand over their email address, but they're more picky about who they hand it over to.
Yeah.
And then they're also getting much more savvy about the fact that you can get rid of it. You can unsubscribe, which is a brilliant thing. I love the fact that people can unsubscribe. If people unsubscribe from my list, I'm very happy because that means that they're not interested in what I have to say.
Absolutely.
Which is fine. But the key to getting the right people to stay with you is actually being interesting and relevant and, you know, sending at the right frequency and all of that kind of stuff. So you need to make sure you're actually sending something that's worth them reading.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a kind of funny story about that. In my main business, we send just over a million emails a month. And they're all locked in. And we get... On most mail outs, we probably get slightly less than 1% unsubscribes.
Yeah.
But what's really funny is the sheer number of those unsubscribes who 2 weeks later email us and go, "You stopped sending me emails." You go, "Yeah, you unsubscribed." "Yeah, but I just didn't want the one that you sent me. I want your other stuff." And you go, "Well, you have to opt back in then." And they go, "Okay, well, can you only send me these ones and not those ones?" No.
No.
No, we can't do that. You either get them all or nothing. Yeah, what do you want?
Is there any tool, Tamsin, to tell when someone's actually opened and read the email? Has that been invented yet?
That would be Constant Contact. Yes. Basically, if you use our tools, we've got really good reporting in there. So what you can see is, down to the individual email, who's opened it, who's unsubscribed, you know, if the email bounced because their mailbox is full, all of that kind of stuff. And then you can also see who's clicked on individual links. And something that's a tip that I try to get over to people is that it's not worth sending a marketing email unless you've got some kind of call to action in there, unless you want them to do something. And the best way to put in a call to action, because it's one that you can really track, is if it's a clickable link. So maybe through to your website, to an offer, or through to an article that you want them to read, or a promotion that you're running, or whatever it is. But the other thing that we do as well that I think is really snazzy is that you can actually go into your contact list, look at one of the individual contacts and see what emails they've been sent, which ones they've clicked on, which ones they've opened, which events that they've attended, if you're also using our event function, and get a really kind of deep view of what that person's behaviour is, which, especially if you're a company that does like consultancy, that kind of thing, where it's, you know, you've maybe got a smaller number of customers but they spend more with you, that kind of information is really valuable because you can get a full picture of what they're interested
very
in.
Very useful.
Cool. So does your product, not necessarily like for like, but would you replace something like MailChimp?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So MailChimp is our fine competitor, and, you know, that's the right solution for some people. Mm. They do only do email, though, so we've got a much more full product suite, and there's a number of things that I certainly think are a bit more robust about what we do. So if you want to, I was at an event yesterday and I had a number of people saying, well, actually, I'm, you know, I run events, and so I'm doing, I'm using MailChimp for my email, and I'm using maybe Eventbrite for my event management. Does this mean I could just come over to you and do it all in one place? Yes.
Cool.
That's exactly what it means. Yeah.
That's cool. We could talk about this forever, especially as I own a company that needs to talk to you, because we are in a similar space to yours, but not, you know, we'd be better using your tools rather than...
Which of your companies are you talking
Virally,
about?
Virallyapp.co,
right.
.com, virallyapp.com, which is a marketing tool.
Yeah.
We can talk about that some other time. But so Constant Contact has a suite of tools for marketing and managing the digital space.
Yeah.
You provide free education and analysis.
Yeah.
How is it?
Coaching and support as well. We have real people on the end of the phone. If anybody does sign up for a free trial, I'm warning you now, there is a very nice American guy that is going to phone you. And his job's to make sure that you're actually like clued in with what you want to do with your marketing, and that you can find the right way to do it using our tools.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
Nobody else does that.
Is most the education that you provide, is that mostly done over the phone, or is it done in groups or one-to-one? How does it work?
We've got a whole bunch of different stuff. So I do seminars all over the country. I also do free webinars as well. So our seminars and our webinars are free.
Right.
And then we've got one-to-one coaching, which is over the phone, because our guy's over in the States. And then we've also got, as needed, free support. So you can actually phone and get real people on the phone to help you.
Which is priceless.
Yeah, it is.
When you've got my kind of brain.
No, absolutely. It's one of the big failings of a lot of digital companies is they have no human contact and people
absolutely.
Don't like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
I've been... BT, I'm talking about you, British Telecom. I had a nightmare with British Telecom over the weekend. Just because they don't talk to you, I lodged a complaint. They sent me an email which was signed by an individual, a lady called Laura. Hi, Laura. She sent me a long, in-depth email which was wrong, and at the bottom it says, "Do not reply to this email."
I know, it's so frustrating.
Oh.
Well, what shall I do then? Go out in the street and sing?
That is one tip I have to say. If anybody's doing an email newsletter for their business at the moment, please, for the love of Mike, send it from a person's name.
Yeah.
Do not send it from newsletters@, or even worse, no reply@ your domain name, because nothing says I love you less than no reply@.
Absolutely. Mm. Like, I couldn't care less. You can't contact me ever again.
Yeah.
Pick the bones out.
For Scoff, just a very quick one, otherwise Mr. Andrews will get cross.
Yeah.
But for Scoff, which is a superior show at 11 o'clock live.
I've heard it's
Channel
very
Radio.
Good.
It is. It's a food show. But
don't
I get,
believe everything you hear.
I get restaurants sending us, John and I get restaurants sending us, you know, details of their lunch and things. And they're always really ridiculously late, tardy. So we're on air on Tuesday and we sort of get it on the Monday or something, and I said, look, if you could give us a bit of advance warning, we'll promote this over the weeks for you.
Yeah.
And I reply to them, and of course they're like you say, no reply, so they never get my feedback, because I can't be bothered to track them down, find their number, phone them up and say, you know, you're wasting your time.
That's a great example. People have to make it really easy for their potential customers and their customers to actually contact them. I mean, the number of times I'll see a newsletter and I think, oh, this is great, I'd love to send it on to someone else, but you know, there isn't a view
it's
online
too,
link.
Yeah.
Or I might suggest that, you know, like, I'm sure, like me, you love a nice bit of cake.
I do like
being,
cake.
Being
You've
a
heard.
Foodie, yeah. I love a bit of cake.
Love a bit of cake.
Love
the cake.
Right, can we stop talking about cake? Because we've got 5 minutes left of this show and a gazillion things. I've had a tweet.
No, but she's got to finish.
Oh, yeah. So my point was that you need, you know, if I wanted to send that newsletter on to you, it needs to be easy to do. And it also needs to be easy for you then to sign up for it, because I know what you like. So it's a really good lead. It's a really good sign-up lead. But if it's not easy for people, then to find out how to sign up.
Otherwise, why are you doing it?
Exactly.
Why are you doing it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Over to you, Mr. Andrews.
Sorry,
we've had a tweet from Kerry Hales. Before Tamsin, it says, please could you ask Tamsin, what is the difference between CC, Auber, AWEBER, or MailChimp?
Oh, okay, so, yes, right.
Auber's a dance.
It's AWeber.
Ah, right, okay.
It's AWeber. Luckily, I can translate.
Ah, right, she actually ran out of characters on Twitter. That'll be why. AWeber. Okay, yeah, I know what AWeber is. Yeah.
So AWeber is a great tool for if you want to use a lot of, like you want a lot of triggered autoresponders. So she probably knows what that will mean. So basically, if you want things where somebody clicks one button and they get put into a series of automatic emails that go out, a lot of people who do a lot of like kind of internet marketing type stuff or run kind of big coaching programs where they've got multiple things going on, sometimes that's the right tool for them. It is a lot more expensive than us. We start at £10 a month. So you get an awful lot of coaching and support for a very, very small cost. MailChimp has a free version that you can start out with them. However, what happens is you actually get put behind all of their paid customers. So you don't get the opportunity to exactly schedule when your stuff goes out. Some of the functionality's changed. And as I mentioned, we've got a really great contacts platform, so you can do a lot of interrogation and things into the contacts. And also I think we're easier to use because we are aimed really at the non-techies as well. So those are kind of the key things.
Your website stuff. Is essential. Three W's dot.
Yes, so it's www.constantcontact.co.uk. Loads of great free resources that anybody can access on there, including like recorded and live webinars and all sorts of stuff. Go and have a look. You can sign up there also for a free trial. We do a 60-day free trial. We don't take any payment details, so it's properly free. And one of our lovely coaches will call you and give you a hand. And then we're also on Facebook and Twitter as well. So we're at CTCTUK on Twitter, or my personal handle is at TamsinFD. And you can find us on Facebook at constantcontact.com. But one thing that I'm sorry, just Constant Contact. One thing I wanted to mention, if anybody doesn't know about it, is coming up in November, the 18th to the 24th of November, is Global Entrepreneurship Week. We love Global Entrepreneurship Week. Loads and loads of different free training events that are happening all over the place, globally. It's in the name. And we're actually doing a series of two free seminars in London and a free webinar. So if you don't know about Global Entrepreneurship Week, check out their website, just Google it. There's loads of great free stuff there as well.
Tamsin, fantastic. Send me the emails. I'll put it into my business column as well.
Oh, that would be lovely, Jules. Details. Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
Cool. Tamsin, thank you so much for that. We could talk about this for hours, and we're going to.
That
because,
will happen.
Because what I'm going to do is get you back on here.
Okay.
And we're going to talk some more about this. Because unfortunately, we're fast running out of time, and I've got a gazillion things going on, and I've got loads of people asking me more questions to ask you. So it's obviously sparked a lot of interest.
Yeah.
So I think what we'll do is we'll get you back if you're happy to do that.
I'd love to.
And we'll explore some of this in more depth. But for the moment, Tamsin Fox-Davis of Constant Contact, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here, and do stay for the final 10 minutes of the show.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We need to rush through some of this.
We've had a tweet here from at Eastwell Events, which says, spicy video networking event at the Elwick Club, Ashford, and that's on the 7th of November. That's eastwellevents.com, and you'll see it /our events.
Okay. I've had an email and a flyer from Sarah Wilson, who wants to tell us about an event that they're running. It's a law seminar, and it's taking place on the 16th of October from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. And it's the 360 Employment Evolution, and it will be hosting the event at my office in Wateringbury, which is just outside Maidstone. I'll be providing a free breakfast. Jules, it's not until next week. Free breakfast, tea and coffee. 360 Employment Evolution is a recruitment and training consultancy which I proudly launched in May. I have invited Gullens Law Firm to speak and to offer relevant staffing and HR legal information. The topics we will be covering are maternity and parenting, including adoption and surrogacy, social media from both an employee and employer perspective, and Christmas parties. Back to the photocopying, guys. I would love you to be there. Would you like to come? Please let us know. And you can find out about that by going to, you can email, Sarah at 360, that's the number 360employment-evolution.com. That's Sarah at 360employment-evolution.com. And they need to know by the 4th of October. So those links will go up on our website so that you can follow up. And if you'd like to go to the 360 Employment legal conference on the 16th of October, you can do so. So thank you for that, Sarah, and good luck with your event. We've had a gazillion tweets. We've had Piperis. We obviously woke him up from U-Targeting. Can we have a shout out for Mitch, please? Our new team member at U-Targeting. He's a first time listener, but already a huge fan. So hi, Mitch.
Poor Mitch.
Hi, Piperus.
They've probably got him locked up.
Hi, Amy. Hi, guys. And thank you for listening in. And Mama Coop reminded me that it's Angeline. Of course it is.
Hello, Angeline. 17th of October, the North Kent B2B. There's a free conference and exhibition, and this is at the Woodville in Gravesend. It's 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 p.m. And there is an email to contact. It's info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk. There are lots of free workshops and speakers. And so also, just to say that...
Omicron
is going to sponsor. They're doing a print sponsorship there as well. Is that right?
That's
is that
right,
correct?
Yeah, we're the print
sponsors. No, they didn't know anything about it.
But can they meet you there as well? Will
Absolutely.
You be there?
We've got a stand for actually the Maidstone Business Plan. Plan Express will be representing there along with UK Scanning as well.
Cool.
Brilliant.
Thank you for that.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Evolution for Women, and they're known on the Twitter as @RebeccaRob, RebeccaRob999, and Evolution for Women say, can you mention, please, #MoneyMakeoverProgram I've created for my clients, and we're also looking to recruit in Kent. So you can follow them on the Twitter, RebeccaRob999.
There's at the Quarter House in Folkestone in October, there is the Digital in Kent conference. It's on the 3rd of October. So that's Wednesday, isn't it?
Yep.
So come to that. It's at the Quarter House, as I said. It's 9:15 to 5:15. The email is info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk. And there is a phone number, which I'll read in a tick if you get your pen. It's £37 plus VAT. The phone number is 01732 758 530, and we will put that on the Business Bunker website after.
Cool. Kerry Hales, known on the Twitter as Kerry with a K _ Hales, H-A-L-E-S, has said, my fab group, Coaching for Women, Thursday, 10th of October, for 5 sessions. There's a taster on Thursday the 3rd at 7:30 at Pure in the Bubble. That's a Twitter handle. Pure in the Bubble, PureinTheBubble, Pure in the Bubble. It's going to be fun. So follow Kerry Hales, Kerry _ Hales, if you'd like to find out some more about that event.
Well worth going to that in the bubble. There's Calling All Networkers. There's a BizLinks here. They're saying, join us for a glass of wine or a soft drink and nibbles to attend our BizLinks Social Autumn. It's the networking evening on Monday the 7th of October, so that's next Monday, 5:15 to 7:15, and it's at the Holiday Inn Maidstone, Seven Oaks, London Road, Rotham Heath, Seven Oaks. The cost
Rootham.
Is...
the word is Rootham.
Well, it's not written like Rootham, is
no,
it?
No.
It's Rotham Heath.
It's Rootham.
Seven Oaks. The cost is £20, so you need to go on to www.bizlinks.com/Kent, but it will be on the Business Bunker after, and that's from Philippa Munger.
Thank you, Philippa. We've had loads of tweets. Tamsin has actually answered this on Twitter, but I thought I'd let the listeners know. Evolution for Women asked what shoes she's wearing.
Purple pointy ones.
Purple winkle pickers. Wow.
Just like Paul Andrews wears.
I wear winkle pickers. I haven't got any purple ones, but I want some.
But purple is your colour.
It is, apparently. Yeah. So thank you for that, Tamsin. Yeah. Purple winkle pickers.
Eastwell Events are saying thank you for the shout out, Business Bunker.
And Gullen's solicitors in Maidstone are saying all this talk of cake is making us hungry.
We love the cake.
Good stuff.
The Right Honourable Michael Fallon MP, Minister of State for Business, will be Thursday the 17th of October at the Woodville in Gravesend with cocktails and canapes. There is a phone number which I'll read in a tick. You need to email bookings@kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Phone number is 01732 758 530, and that's from the Kent Independent Traders Awards event there as well. So
Keita, yeah,
thank
we
you.
We were there.
We were.
You were there.
Was I?
You were there. I was sat next to you, so I know you were there.
Oh yes.
Yeah, at the Star Arcade Maidstone.
Yeah,
remember?
I remember.
It was a week ago. You probably erased it from your memory.
It's longer
now.
Than a week ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
something like that.
Yeah, that was a great event. And, of course, Lisa Marie was there.
Absolutely she was. She was one of the sponsors.
There's a Dover Wedding Fair with cake, probably. 6th of October, 10 to 4, at the Best Western Plus Dover Marina Hotel and Spa. Now, he's a little Australian, Trevor Bond.
He is, actually. Yeah,
he's
a little Antipodean. Yeah. He says, for any prospective...
That sounded strangely like Dame Edna, that.
A little Antipodean, darling?
Yeah, he's a little Antipodean, darling.
Darling. prospective brides and grooms, this is a great opportunity, says Trevor Bond, to visit this stunning 4-star venue on the waterfront and see the facilities on offer for your special day. There'll be a number of local wedding suppliers in attendance, including our waterfront spa, who will be promoting a range of spa treatments for the bride. A warm welcome and a glass of bubbly will be extended to all couples attending the wedding fair, and I look forward to assisting couples who are planning for their special day, said Jessica Dadd, who's the events manager. So this is the Best Western Plus, Dover Marina, and they can accommodate all your needs for a civil ceremony, wedding breakfast and evening reception, and the entry is free. That's at 10 a.m. and it's on Sunday the 6th of October, so this Sunday. So you could do that, and you could go to Elm Court Farmers Market, Broadstairs Folk Festival, Food Festival.
Loads of things happening in Kent. It's all happening in our county, and yes, that's great and wondrous to behold.
We've finished all my emails.
Well, I've got loads. We've had a tweet from Karen Thomas, who says, hello to all the folks on the Business Bunker. Hello from Medway. If listeners would need help with business insurance, please get in touch. And you can follow them on the Twitter at BreatheInsure. BreatheInsure, all one word. So do check out Karen if you're looking for quotations for business insurance. And Gullens Employment Solicitors have said, we are looking forward to the seminar on the 16th. And thanks for the mention. That's the 360 event that I mentioned just now. So thank you for that. And Kerry Howe says, thank you for the shout out. We've got loads more emails and 2 minutes left.
Pass them over, we'll wrap them through them.
You can do those two.
The curmudgeonly ones.
While you're thinking about that, I'm
going to
tell you about...
Marsh Million Fund, loans of between £2,500 and £10,000 now available for the next 3 years on an unsecured basis to small businesses who need investment and are looking to expand in the Romney Marsh area. Contact www.marshmillion.co.uk.
Thank you for that. Seven Oaks Business Show, Business Next Exhibition and Networking is happening on Friday the 11th of October from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's at the Plaza Suite at the Stag in the London Road, Seven Oaks. There's free refreshments all day and free entry for delegates. The business show will be opened by the Right Honourable Michael Fallon. He gets everywhere, he does. Yeah, who's the Minister of State for Business and Enterprise Energy and also patron of the Seven Oaks Town Partnership. You can find out all about it by going to their website, which is Seven Oaks Biz. That's the number 7 followed by the word oaksbiz, BIZ.com, 7oaksbiz.com. You can find out all about that, or you can email the organiser, who is Gabrielle, and that's Gabrielle at gmppr.com.
Local chamber can help you. Every fortnight there's a Kent Channel Chamber and they hold a one-to-one business advice clinic at various locations in East Kent. These clinics can help you with many aspects of your business, from general advice to helping with loan applications. The October sessions are in Dover on the 2nd and the 16th, which are Wednesdays, Thanet Thursday the 3rd and the 17th, Folkestone Friday the 4th and the 18th. Please contact Tracy.Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, at kentchannelchamber.co.uk.
Okay, we had one question. You're going to have to answer this really quickly, Michelle.
Okay.
It was a question I missed earlier from Venom Tech, and it says, does she feel providing templates is an important thing for modern printing?
In some instances, yes, but I think if you've got one-on-one service, you can help people directly with, you know, with and without templates. So.
Brilliant. Okay, sorry for that. I missed it earlier on this huge list of...
we've had a lot of tweets.
We've had loads and loads of tweets, and we've got exactly 20 seconds of the show left. I've got one email I need to read, which is a football trivia quiz night, which is taking place on Friday the 25th of October, and it's being attended by Pat Jennings, who, for footballers aficionados, he will know, is the ex-Tottenham, Arsenal, Northern International goalkeeper, and also the wonderful John Hollings, ex-Arsenal... Chelsea, QPR and England legend, and that's on Friday the 25th of October at the Wilder Kent Golf Club, which is in Maystone around Headcorn. If you'd like to find out more about it, you need to ring Philippa on 01 622 091671. That's 01622 891671. We will put those details on the Kent Business Radio website. It's an AIDA charity, and the charities are for the blind and partially sighted children, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and the blind and partially sighted children is called VICTA, V-I-C-T-A. So there are two charities which that